All right, girls, are you ready for this story? Well, you know my daddy. Bless his heart. He's a big old racist, right? Well, he managed to hire the sexiest Negro man I have ever seen. I mean, I'm sure that's not what he was thinking. Well, daddy gave me a look when I, well, got caught, my tongue hanging out of my mouth. Well, anyway, he hired Sam on for the summer to help with harvest and all that good stuff. But, well, he was just so damn useful. And I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, the guy is built like a fucking. I mean, ladies. He's a good 6'3" if he's 5 foot, let me tell you what. And, oh, shoulders and oh, those arms. And you can tell he's been doing this kind of work for a long time, and he is not afraid to get dirty. I don't know, every time I was in the barn checking on Mandy, Mandy, my horse. Yeah. Well, every time I was checking on Mandy, he just happened to be there, and half the time he was stripped to the waist. Fuck, he looks so good. The black skin of his glistening in the summer sun. Oh my God, it was straight out of a romance novel. I know. But I tried to hold myself back. You know my daddy would kill me if I had sex with a nigger. But, well, I mean, he was just so sexy and strong. And, well, I mean, he wasn't much of a talker, and but it's not like I was interested in his brain or anything, right, ladies? Anyway, this one night, it was raining, it was thundering, it was storming, it was so. I mean, ladies, it was romantic. I went to check on Mandy. I know she hates it when the storm picks up, and like, oh, that girl's so sensitive to weather. And he was in there, and his clothes were so wet, and just plastered to his body, and that plaid shirt of his. And I mean, I caught him when he was unbuttoning it to take it off because he was just so wet. And I must have looked hungry or something because he says to me, "Can I help you, miss?" Oh boy. "Can I help you, miss?" Basically like a good old field hand. I mean, I felt like I knew this is so wrong, but I totally felt like straight off the plantation, sexy field hand. Pleasing the mistress. Well, I couldn't say no. I mean, my own clothes were stuck to me, and I wanted to peel them off, and I did. Down to just my tank top. And I could see his eyes were trained on my tits. My nipples were so hard. Well, it was chilly, and so I asked him if he would help me warm up. And my God, that animal. I barely had to say a thing, and he was on me. I mean, he was crazed. He started tearing at my clothes, and oh, his fucking mouth was everywhere. Girls, girls, I mean, that nigger. I mean, I'm not racist or anything, but I had no idea how true it is that black men have big dicks. Oh my God. And it wasn't even just that it was big, it was so thick as soon as I felt it. I wasn't sure I would be able to slide it inside my pussy, but I was determined to try. Oh my God, he had me bent over before I knew it. And his tongue, that dirty nigger tongue of his was, tonguing my asshole. Don't look so shocked, Sherry. Come on, are you gonna tell me that Dan's never done that for you? He hasn't? Girl, you need to get some. Oh, the feel of his big black tongue. And I was bent over and I could see in between my legs what was dangling between his. That fucking thick cock of his just swinging and... God, it looked... Well, you know, a few years ago when Mandy was bred, the stallion, I swear his dick was as big as the stallion's. Oh, just that big, thick cock just swinging free. And, oh, I couldn't help myself, girls. I was on my knees right there in the barn. If only my daddy had seen me then. Oh, his precious little girl on her knees in the dirty fucking barn. Taking that nigger cock as deep as I could in my mouth. Oh, girl. It's throbbing and just so thick and hard. And he grabbed the back of my head and, oh, that man fucked my face. And I loved it. Oh, so good. And there's just something so primal and like an animal when a nigger gets his hands on you like that. You really should try it sometime, Sherry. I'm telling you. Oh, please. We all know Dan's a stick in the mud. Okay. So maybe it's the alcohol talking. But, girls, I have never come so hard. Well, yeah, I let him bareback. What are you talking about? We were in the barn, for God's sakes. It's not like I was going to be like, excuse me while I go back to my room and get my rubbers. I let him fuck me raw. He had me bent over like the animal he is, and he was grabbing at me, pawing at me. God, I've never felt so fucking hot. It was so good. And his cock barely fit inside me. He stretched me 7 ways to Sunday, and I am never going to be the same. But God, it was worth it. I came again and again and again. I must have creamed on that cock at least 4 times. I mean, when was the last time you came on Dan's cock like that? That's what I thought, Sherry. No, get another round. Another round. No. That's not even the best part, I have to tell you. So, okay. So then he starts to grunt like a fucking monkey. It was ridiculous. He's grunting and grabbing my hips and just slamming that big nigger dick of his inside me. Oh, God, it was so good. And I was coming and coming and coming. And then I could tell he was gonna finish. He was gonna finish inside me. Can you even imagine? I mean, it's not like I'm on the pill right now. I mean, like, I want to have some niggers, baby. Please. So I told him to stop. But you know what? He just grabbed my hips and fucked me harder. And oh my God, he came so hard. I could feel that cum filling me up. It was insane. Oh, no, thank God I didn't get pregnant. Are you kidding me? Oh, and since then, I've gotten on the pill. Why? You think that was the only time I let that man fuck me? Are you kidding? I was out in the barn every chance I got. Ugh, trust me. Daddy doesn't need to know that his field hand... well, he's pretty handy.